This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces advanced further into southern Gaza Tuesday to attack Hamas militants, even as international aid organizations expressed concern Palestinians seeking refuge in the region do not have a haven from the conflict. Warnings from the Israeli military in recent days urged people in multiple Khan Yunis neighborhoods to evacuate for their safety, directing them to areas further south. At a news briefing Tuesday in Tel Aviv, Israeli Defense Forces international spokesman Richard Hecht urged Gaza citizens to heed the warnings.
So what civilians should do to stay safe is listen to the instructions that are coming out from our Twitter accounts, from our website, and also to look at the leaflets that are landing in their areas. Again, we've been giving these requests in the last few days, move from this area, this zone, to this other zone to get out of harm's way.
A new warning Tuesday told people to stay away from the Salah al-Din, the main north-south corridor in the region. In the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, both sides are claiming to be victims of war crimes and are preparing to present legal cases to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The president of the court visited Israel and the West Bank as Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
International Criminal Court Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan toured the ruins of Israeli communities that Hamas gunmen attacked on October 7th. The attackers killed more than 1,200 Israelis and took 240 others as hostages, most of them civilians. Khan listened to the testimony of survivors and family members of the hostages, calling the attacks serious international crimes that shook the conscience of humanity. But Palestinians argue that it is Israel that has been violating international law by its military campaign in Gaza, which has killed more than 15,000 people, a majority of them women and children, according to the Hamas-controlled health ministry in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. Ukraine's president is making a personal plea to U.S. senators as Congress debates sending more aid to Kyiv. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House's urgent request for a nearly $106 billion package for Ukraine, Israel, and other needs has hit trouble on Capitol Hill. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and others are warning Congress that the U.S. will run out of money to help Ukraine by year's end, essentially stalling its war effort.
There's no way around the simple arithmetic that if there's no funding to provide weapons to Ukraine, we're just not in a position to continue to provide weapons to Ukraine.
Today, the plea will come straight from Volodymyr Zelensky in a video address to senators during a classified briefing. While Senate Republicans say they are still at the table in talks over Ukraine aid, House counterparts are insisting on border policy changes as part of any Ukraine bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a speech Tuesday in South Africa, Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai called out Afghanistan's ruling Taliban regime for its treatment of women and girls, accusing them of what she called gender apartheid. During remarks at an event in Johannesburg marking the 10th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's death, Malala said she sought to bring attention back to the plight of young women in Afghanistan. During its return to power in August of 2021, the Taliban government, with its strict interpretation of Islam, has continued to reduce the rights of Afghan women and girls, barring them from attending secondary schools and universities, as well as using parks, sports halls, and public baths. Malala called such gender segregation a crime against humanity and said it should be criminalized.
In effect, the Taliban have made girlhood illegal, and it is taking a toll. Girls kept out of school are experiencing depression and anxiety. Some are turning to narcotics, attempting suicide. No girl anywhere in the world should have to suffer this way.
Delegates at the UN climate conference in Dubai say infectious diseases spread further in a warming world, while heat, stress, floods, and air pollution pose dangers to human health. A powerful storm has made landfall along India's southeast coast Tuesday, unleashing torrential rains and strong winds. Officials say at least 12 people died in the downpour ahead of the arrival of Tropical Storm Majong. The states of Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu are hard hit. Thousands of people are being evacuated, and authorities on high alert for heavy showers over the next 24 hours. India's coasts are no stranger to cyclones, but changing climate patterns have caused them to become more intense. That makes preparations for natural disasters more urgent. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.